This podcast is brought to you by Joy sponsor Pam Ann.
Hello, Melbourne. It's Pam Ann here. I'm so excited. I'm going to be touching down at the Comedy Theatre in August. See you soon. I love you, Melbourne. Mwah.
Set to land in Melbourne this August for two hilarious shows, Friday, August 24 and Saturday, August 25. Get your tickets now at ticketmaster.com.au.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Founded in 2005, Yeah has built Australia's largest ever online and face-to-face engagement connecting young people with sexual health information and supporting young people to take control of their sexual health through participation and leadership. And they join us tonight to talk consent. Campus-based sexual harassment and assault is a huge issue across Australian universities, especially during orientation week, where incidents of assault see a significant spike. Yeah help people who are young navigate healthy sexual relationships with a focus on affirmative consent. But how do they do that? With selected universities addressing the issue by rolling out sexual consent courses and initiating the Respect Now Always campaign. We spoke to Yeah's peer educators, Cassie and Chris, about what it means to educate people on consent and how it is improving communication about being safe and respectful during sex.
I didn't really get a good sex education. So I like that I get the opportunity to go and talk to young people and expand their knowledge on sexual health and consent and that sort of thing.
When going into universities and stuff, there's a few different kind of topics and areas that we cover, kind of looking at STIs, safer sexual practice, healthier relationships, and then consent as well.
Cassie and Chris are peer educators with Yeah, Youth Empowered Around Health. They've gone into universities and spoken to students about consent and what to be aware of so that you can have sex in a safe and respectful way where both parties can enjoy themselves. The reality is that sexual assault happens, and we need to have these conversations not only with victims but with perpetrators.
Yes, it's very, especially the sort of climate that universities have where there's a big culture of drinking and going out and partying with everyone else and that sort of thing, and people don't even have a basic understanding of how consent works, and it's obviously that's causing issues. But it's sort of something that you expect people at that, you know, who have gotten into university to be able to understand that, and lots of them don't yet.
Instead of peer-based programs where young people speak to other young people, some universities have engaged a website to inform students about consent, something that Chris and Cassie feel doesn't do a good enough job when it comes to the realities of what sexual consent actually means.
I think it's because of everything with O Week and that sort of thing, where people are drinking a lot more than they normally would, and they're not sort of thinking about the consequences of their actions, I guess. And so consent education is kind of important so that we can be like, hey, you do actually need to ask people for consent for these sort of things. It's, you know, the rules aren't different just because everyone's drunk.
Well, you're coming from both a place of understanding and experience that they can relate to a bit more. So in terms of what a lot of the universities are doing now with an online program on consent, it's not that easy to relate or to kind of engage with something that you're required to do online. There's no one there kind of talking you through this. There's no one there that you're responding to. And it just ends up being a little bit like, got to do this. And you just power through it and select what you know to be the right answers, but don't really actually have an opportunity to apply that thought to it that you can when you've got another person in the room asking you these questions.
But it's a start, but we also have, you know, online modules on plagiarism, and I know for a fact that people don't read that. They go through, they click the right answers, and then they'll never look at it again. And I think it's also not personal enough for the kind of conversation either. So I think especially with discussions of consent, you need to be able to put faces to it. Otherwise, people are going to ignore the main message. So I guess I think that it needs to be a workshop. It needs to be in person. Otherwise, people are going to skip through it and they're not going to get the information that they need out of it.
So how exactly do the team at Yeah educate people about consent?
We run workshops. So what happens is we're at peer led. We train up, you know, other young people, and then we go out to schools and universities, and we try and be as interactive as possible and run workshops around the issues of consent. So we do different activities and sort of get people to talk about what consent and sexual health is for them, and then sort of give them a little bit more information. So basically what we do is we've got a bunch of sort of scenarios, or even just reactions that people might have in a sexual situation, or it could really be applied to any situation, but we use it as a sexual context. And we do sort of a traffic light thing. So the green is definitely consenting, the orange is needs more discussion, and the red is definitely not consenting. And basically there'll be little cards with the partner says to keep going, or, you know, partner suddenly went stiff. And it's sort of like it goes through not just the verbal cues that people might give to signify consent, but also the non-verbal things that you need to look out for as well, just to get people to think about how we do show whether we're consenting to an activity or not.
We asked if this was something that was compulsory at universities. After all, unis are full of students from different backgrounds, different faiths, even different countries. So getting communication like this across the board is pretty important, and this sounds like a good way to do it.
At universities that opt in, we haven't run any that were compulsory. At schools, it's a bit different because they are all sitting in the same classroom, so it is compulsory for them. But for universities, yeah, we've never had a session that people had to come to. It's all voluntary. And the problem with that is a lot of the people that we get to come in are the people who do actually already know the stuff. So it's good because you get to talk to people who are like-minded, but we're not getting the message that we need to get across to the people who actually need it.
What is really good about YEAR's training is that it isn't just about educating the victims to say stop or no, but it's also about educating others to recognise what consent may mean when looking at their partner's body language. After all, it does take two to tango, and both of these parties are responsible for each other's safety and protection.
I think that you can say, you know, people need to make their consent clearer, but you know, there's situations where it might be difficult for a person to say no, or it might be they might feel like they have to say yes, and it should be up to the person who is giving their full consent to be able to recognise that the other person isn't as into it as them, so that there isn't a situation where someone feels forced into something they're not comfortable with.
Yeah, it's very much about engaging people in that conversation around how to engage in their partner's consent, or the person that they're having sex with consent, or the people they're having sex with consent. It's all about kind of helping them become more aware of those cues and helping them discuss with their partner about whether they're feeling uncomfortable or whether they want to stop, rather than kind of focusing on their own ability to talk about it. But then we also do encourage people to learn to speak up about their concerns as well.
Other than this, how can we improve conversations about consent at universities?
I think greater engagement with the colleges is one of the number one things that needs to occur. So in terms of colleges do have a bit of a reputation around kind of misconduct in these areas. And along with that, also having the student clubs engage and having all of the leadership of student clubs engaged in kind of education around these areas. A lot of the universities in Melbourne, I know for the clubs and societies, they're required to have grievance officers at events and making sure that they're trained up in kind of recognising situations where someone might be in an unsafe situation and helping people identify and understand within the leadership structures what these means, and having that kind of across the board understanding within those leadership structures could really help bring it further down throughout the students that they're engaging with as well, which does end up being quite a large body of students, especially with clubs and societies.
That was Cassie and Chris, peer educators from YEAR, Youth and Empowerment Around Health. And if you would like to know more about their consent courses, head to yeah.org.au or check them out via our social media.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.